What's up, Schmodown fans? Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Schmodown. Second episode of the week. I'm Starve's competitor, Andrew DiMolanta.
And I'm Nikki DiMolanta.
So I think we're just going to go ahead and dive right into it because...
Might as well.
Not a lot to talk about because we're just going over last week's throwdown. So, because we couldn't talk about it a lot yesterday because so many matches. It would have been six matches had we...
It would have been... When stuff like this happens, we like to break it apart.
Yeah.
You know, make it easier to digest.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into it.
And spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the throwdown. If you haven't watched, you know, Janine and Warfather and Bateman Merle, come back. Because we're going to tell you what happened. So that's your warning. So the first match, the undercard, Warfather versus Janine the Machine. Warfather is, of course, the Droogs. And Janine is, of course, with the usual suspects. So.
Yes. Yeah, coming into this one, Warfather is undefeated in singles.
Yeah. Was he one of
I don't know why I said, I just did air quotes there. But yeah, he's undefeated in singles. He has
one and zero.
Even though I hate using that.
I hate using undefeated for one and oh
players, but like.
I mean, it's not wrong.
He's technically right. But Janine is what? She's three and...
Before this was 3-6, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. In singles?
I feel like I remember hearing them say 3-6. I think. Need to be fact checked, but I remember thinking that it was like, 3-6.
Yes.
Very nice and it just nice numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these are two factions that needed the points, like desperately need these points.
Desperately.
And for this one, I always felt, going into this one, I felt like Janine needed this win more than Warfather. Warfather's, he's not a rookie, but he's a newer player. He's only played one singles. He's coming off an IG loss. They're both coming off of IG losses, but Janine needed this win.
I agree.
Because she's on a slippery slope because it's like, you lose this one, it's like, where do you go from here? So she really needed this match. She needed needed a W for this one. So
round one, they both miss a question about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and also a question about Bombshell, and then Warfather missed a question about Edward Scissorhands. So by the end of round one, it was 5-6 in favor of Janine. Round two, Warfather goes first. He spins away from action adventure. And then spins towards opponent's choice.
And that's weird that he's spun away from action adventure. I don't know why he's like, because I think a lot of people are like, general knowledge is so like
broad.
And I think he was looking for like a more specific wheel slice.
Yeah.
But that's the gamble. He's like, it's a broad category. But I think in the broad categories, the questions are slightly easier and not as deep cut as the. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think he said that, you know, there's other stuff. I wouldn't be mad if I got it again. So it's not that he was like, oh, action adventure, gross.
Yeah. And
so he just wanted to take a gamble.
And you hear a lot of players, and we talked about this in yesterday's episode, like a lot of players say this because you don't want to give away anything to your opponents or to anybody else in the division or the league. And it's like, yeah, I like it, but
that's true.
It's like you're trying to get the category you want, but you don't want to give away anything that's saying, yes, this is a weakness of mine. Unless
that's so true. It's so funny you bring that up because I saw a post. I don't know. I think somebody put it. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I saw it, but I think it was on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And it was somebody that was like, here's the script for round two. Like every round two, it's like they spin something. Manager, how do you feel about this? And the player's like, well, I don't know. I mean, there's other stuff that's better and some stuff that's worse. Manager, well, you know, you remember what we talked about? Yeah, no, I know what we talked about. And it's like the same formula for like every round two manager player discussion.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you say that because you're right. A lot of people are like, yeah, there's other stuff.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I wouldn't be mad to get it again because, you know, I have no weaknesses. But yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that.
I have no weaknesses.
But you got opponent's choice.
That's why I like this thing. It's like, just this, try it. Like, I know it's harder to do this in the singles and teams division, but it's like, try to discuss as much as possible before you go live.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, okay, we talked about this.
I mean, it's not that you, yeah. you're not going to know what's on the wheel in advance. So it's not like you can talk about, oh, well, I if think we get
in singles
this.
You, I think in singles you do.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah, you know, especially in the digital ones, like, hey,
no
guys,
way.
You know, they tell us what the wheel slices were. It's like, all right, guys, here are the wheel slices.
Oh, the day of.
Like right before we went live.
Oh, so you're talking about like right before a little cram session. Yeah. Where you talk about, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I thought like, you were talking about like leading up to the match. I'm yeah, like, well, because no
you have, especially for live matches, you have like maybe like 10 minutes. And you're sitting just backstage and maybe like text back from when you're like, all right, so this is the wheel.
Yeah.
I'll spin away from this and do this and this. Like, okay. And then you put your phone away. So it's out of frame and yeah. then you don't touch it ever again because they're not going to penalize you for texting your manager before yeah. the match. Like, cause how else are you supposed to do that?
Is
I guess
only one private chat or can you have yeah. another?
Oh. There's only one private chat. That's what I'm saying. It's like, just text with your manager. And like, cause in the Star Wars tournament, me and Gucci were just like, all right, this is what we're doing. Right. Yeah. Cause this is what we're doing. And we yeah. see that. Even before, like the day before, we'd be on a phone call. It's like, yeah, we already know everything. If any possibility comes up, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. So you don't have to have these like weird, vague, like, yeah. I like it, but I can do better.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And it was kind of to my benefit anyways, because it's like, yeah, we know what we're doing. So let's go. And, yeah. And I never spun away from a category anyways. And it
rolling.
Just keeps the game rolling. So it's just, and it's just, it's one of these things that the digital era, it's like, come on, all right. We're just, it's either we just want to fill the airtime or we just want to play mind games with the opponent. Just get on with the match. It takes so long to get through all these matches because it's just constantly talking.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
There's a lot of talking.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think some of the talking that I'm a really fan of is like with Video Drew and Kaiser, and then which just has nothing to do with the match and just entertaining.
When it's not just like cookie cutter.
Yeah, it's like, how you feel? Oh, I'm feeling good, man.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. The best player I've ever had. Never been more proud of somebody.
Yeah, it's like oh, yeah, thanks. Kinda. Yeah, it's like.
You're doing amazing, honey.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Just like, give me a digital fist bump. It's like, all right, man, good job on that one. Let's move along.
Yeah.
It's like I just want to get the match over with, man. Yeah. So let's do this.
Yeah.
But it's just like it's like a scripted thing. It's like, yeah, no, I don't hate it, but I like the spinning.
I think we can do better. We've talked about this.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, yeah, let's just spin it again. It's like, God, Jesus. Anyway, sorry. We went off on a really unnecessary tangent.
So he got opponent's choice and Janine goes with Spike Lee.
Oof. Oh, oof. That's a tough category.
He had a big old 2-point miss and mm-hmm. it was stolen mm-hmm. Black Klansman question. Then he goes to multiple choice one time, mm-hmm. missed it, got stolen. Mm-hmm. Janine goes. She gets Audrey Hepburn. Mm-hmm. Does the thing with Sam where she's kind of like, I'm feeling all right.
Yeah,
you know? And he absolutely supported her all the way. She stuck with it.
Yeah.
And she killed it.
Yeah.
Just perfect round
ran
two.
Through it and
perfect round two.
And the whole with the Warfather, the 2-point steal, he felt really sure of himself, like, old boy.
It's
like,
oh yeah, that's
no,
right.
No, dude, that movie went straight to VOD.
That is one thing that I would as a manager do to improve Warfather's game is he seemed to jump the gun a lot.
Yeah.
And he seemed to just answer and not really think. It happened with old boy, and then it happened with one of his round three questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the his last question that he missed.
Yeah.
So it just seems that he just kind of like sometimes just and goes for it without thinking.
And I think he learned his lesson after that steal because he's like, oh, okay. Oops. And then he went multiple choice. How many more times?
Once.
Like once? Yeah. So I think because he got the other two right. So mm-hmm. I guess he learned his lesson because like, and it is like those kind of like competitors. And when he's, I think I see this more with personality, like characters.
Because their attention is a little divided.
Their attention is a little divided on playing a character rather than, and some people do it fantastically. Like Tom does it really well. Andrew Guy does it very well.
Yeah, Video Drew. I think Video Drew does
a great job as well. Barbarian does it very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Warfather. I think he's still trying to find his footing, his balance between that character and his knowledge. So and gameplay.
But once it gets to be his turn,
mm-hmm.
the character definitely.
It goes down a little bit. Yeah,
which I would do the same thing. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know.
But yeah, maybe the footing still is just a little shaky. I don't mm-hmm. know, but yeah, that would be one thing that I would work on with him is mm-hmm. you know, patience.
Yeah,
thinking about your answer before you just jump the gun. So
and then like when you get it right, then hop back in the character, do your character laugh and your character bits after you get a correct answer, or if you get a correct or like the, I think that's where people struggle with these character balancing character and gameplay is when you're playing the game, just drop the character for a second to get the right answer and then hop right back into it. Either if it's wrong or it's right, it's like, oh, ho, ho, I thought it was this one. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's our two cents.
Yeah.
And one thing that we thought was very funny.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was in between round two and three, when Sam made that comment, like, to Warfather, like, aren't you on my team? And
no, I think it was to Ken. It was directed at Ken.
Oh, directed at Ken. Okay, yeah. That makes more sense. Because at first I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's, yeah, aren't you on my team? And then Christian was like, yeah, no, you traded him.
Yeah.
And then Warfather jumps in and goes, weren't you on Do No Harm? And like, it was kind of like quiet for a second. And like, latency. Mark smiles. Christian's like, all right, so let's, and then starts like laughing. I'm going to be honest. Quite honest, I don't understand why that joke is funny, but I laughed my butt off because anytime somebody makes Christian laugh,
it's funny.
It's infectious, and I can't help but start laughing, yeah, even if I don't get it.
Harlow is one of those guys where, like, if you can make him laugh, especially spontaneously,
oh yeah,
it's funny.
If he's like, all right, so let's move, and you can make him stop mid sentence, like announcer mode, like, dang, you did it.
Yeah,
you made Mark and Christian.
Yeah,
laugh?
Like, it's good. Like on SEN, if you can make Harlow laugh the Schmobot. You know, it's good. I've done that maybe once. Like, I think I did it once, and I was like, yes, it landed.
Yes, I peaked.
Peaked. And check mark for the day.
So I don't get it, but I still think it's really funny.
And there was, I think it happens twice or three. It happened like two or three times in this throwdown, which is, it was really funny.
Yeah. So we'll at the end of round two, 9-17 in favor of Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Round three, 2 point for Warfather. He gets Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays a farmer in 2007's 310 to Yuma?
Mm.
And he got it.
That's a good movie.
3 point for Warfather, directors. Who directed 2011's The Descendants? And this was, I think, one where he was just kind of like, this. And didn't really
didn't take time to think it through.
Is that right? Did
he
do that?
I think he did think it through. And I think he just didn't give himself enough time to really, like, dig deep. I don't think the problem with him is jumping the gun.
I thought he did it on two questions. He definitely did it on Old Boy, and I thought he did it on a second one.
Yeah,
maybe I'm making it up, I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah
he answers it and it's not correct.
Yeah,
and the match ends
because I don't remember the last three-pointer. I don't remember if he did use a JTE or not.
I can't remember. I don't think he did.
I don't remember. But yeah, I thought that there were two questions that he kind of like just But anyways, he missed it. So 11-17 in favor of Miss Janine with a TKO.
Much needed 3 points for the usual suspects, and much needed win. This is like the best case scenario for Janine. It's not just
really invigorating.
Yeah, if this was a close match, and it would be like, oh man, it'd be one of those, like, it feels like it's a win, but it doesn't really feel like a win.
Yeah,
but the way that it ends in a TKO, it's like, oh, such a like a momentum and a moral booster for Janine, who was just, she was just like floundering around, like you thought her season was over.
Yeah.
And when she this undercard gets announced, like, oh, I guess we get to see Janine again. I really hope she does well because she really needs it. And if we don't see her again until next season, she gets to close out her season with a win. And not a lot of players can say that this season.
A nice win. A TKO.
Not only getting a win for her on her own record, but contributing to the team with points, and especially when they're in a spot where they need every single bit.
Yeah.
So, and maybe she gives three, and then maybe Ethan just blows through the singles tournament, and like, look, there they are again.
Yeah.
So, and then the team's tournament is coming with Ethan Irwin in it again. So,
Ethan Irwin, Andrew Guy.
Yeah. At this point, any points are welcome, and no matter where you are on the leaderboard.
Yeah.
And as far as the Drews go, the slip just keeps continuing, and like the losses keep coming, and for Warfather, I think I was about to say with him, I don't think it's a matter that he jumps the gun. I think he doesn't try to dig deeper for the answer. I think he like settles on the first thought in his head, and goes, this? Oh no, okay, and just doesn't use his JTE to like really think about the question, so you can find any other context clues in the question and be like, okay, this is the year, this is the actor, this?
Yeah.
I think he just goes, because the Old Boy obviously was obviously not the right answer.
Not even close.
Not even close to the right answer. And he's just like, Old Boy?
Yeah. like quickly, too.
Yeah. It's like, maybe he's just a competitor that's like, the first thing that pops in his head is like, yeah, that's the answer I'm going with.
Unless maybe he was just, Spike Lee was just like, oh. Yeah, and it was just like, well, I know he did Old Boy.
Yeah, no, but there's the two other questions he got right. So it's like.
Yeah, well, one of the other ones was Old Boy.
So. Yeah. That helped that a wrong answer ended up coming a right answer to the very last question in your second round. But it's like one of those is like, take a little bit more time to not just think about the question, but to make sure, one, make sure you're right, and two, look at all the context clue and see if you can dig down deep in your head, like, okay, yeah, that is the right answer.
Yeah. Check in with yourself.
Yeah. And it's a shame that he's one of these characters. It's like, I hate to put him in that category of like the Wild Berries, the Josh McCougas of like great, great personality. The knowledge just isn't there.
Yeah.
So like, especially in like the way that the Shmodan is right now, you can't just be a great personality. You have to be, not that you have to, but like if you really want to come to play, you have to win. Yeah. And being a character isn't just enough anymore. You have to win. Otherwise, we won't ever see you again. Especially this season. People have lost once and we never saw them again.
Well, that's what happens when the league starts growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So.
Got to be able to back it up with.
And it's like I said, it's a shame because Warfall is a personality that I find funny.
Yeah.
And I like his character. And I want to see, because he's just this jovial, huge behemoth of a guy. Like I walked past him at the draft. I'm like, you are. I mean, I'm short as it is, but like he's gigantic. He's a huge like personality, huge dude. So it's like, man.
I don't know if I ever stood next to him.
He's a tall.
I just remember where we were standing, where we were sitting. He was like over here. Right?
He was more towards the entrance, and uh-huh. The dude was sitting down, and I thought he was standing up. he's tall. He's very tall, and he has the personality to match his physical stature. So, it's just a shame that we probably won't see him again for the rest of the season. And who knows where he ends up next season? Even does he play next season?
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
Mm-hmm. And it's not this. His record isn't something that he can't come back from. A 1-1 record doesn't end your career.
No, not at all.
I mean, an 0-2 record doesn't end your career in some cases. So
I mean, it feels like it does. Jeez, but it doesn't. Let's just make that clear right now.
Yeah. But yeah, so
numbers are just numbers. Okay. Listen. Don't even get me started. I will go on.
We could start a whole new podcast, Shmodown podcast, called 0-2, and just have Nikki talk about it for hours.
Ooh,
on
just
end.
Give me a bottle of wine and I will just pop off, baby. Ooh. It would get salty. It would get gross.
That would be a fun little like just like
the I don't season. Think it would, because I would get mad.
the season ends. We have those couple of weeks to a month with no matches. And we just have Beyond the Schmodown 0-2 and just let you go. And it's just a special little segment that we'll do for the end of the off season.
Who wants to watch Nikki get a little drunk and
a little
and then just eventually maybe kind of make herself angry.
We'll send the baby off to grandma's house. I'll be behind the camera for this one and then just go and go. So 0-2 records, right?
Am I right, ladies? No, I would just get myself upset and like actually mad. Could be funny, but no. We'll so
let us know in the comment section if you want to hear Beyond the Shroud on 0-2.
No. So the main event we have.
So yes, go ahead and move on to the main event.
The Boss Bateman versus Dangerous Dan Merle, both representing the Finstock Exchange. Yeah.
Merle Dan. So Merle Bateman part two, a rematch from Atlanta. And can we just like for a second, like just reflect on the Atlanta event and just how like intense this match, just going into it, like, oh, this is going to be this like haymaker after haymaker, just like two of the best in the league, the best to ever do it. And one of, if not the best strategic minds in the game.
Rocky and Apollo. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't make
Rocky and I don't, Creed. No, I don't does that know. Make sense?
No, I don't
do they can, fight?
Yeah, they do, but like, well, Apollo is Creed.
Oh. Oh, no.
Well, you're not a huge Rocky fan.
Wait, who's the other one? Who's the Russian?
Oh, Drago.
Drago. Rocky and Drago.
I don't think you can do that, but like, because like, it's like
trying to do it's a
like
movie thing.
The whole like, just like the guy that's been there since the beginning, you know, four-time champion, just like accolades on top of accolades on top of accolades. And this other competitor, you're just thinking of the Rocky thing. And another competitor that just is strictly like, they call him the Moneyball type player, like just looks the numbers, studies by IMDb, doesn't really watch movies to study, even though when you get into the five-pointers, you really have to watch movies.
I mean, I don't want to make the assertion that Ben Bateman doesn't watch movies to study them. Mm.
Well, he said much that he watches movies because he likes watching movies.
He's actually kind of said that I really don't watch them to study them. I study like I'm actually studying for school kind of thing.
Yeah, like he'll look at the IMDb page, this who directed it, this year came out.
Okay, well, if he said it, that's cool.
And it's worked for him. Like, look where he's been. He's been two title matches. Mm-hmm. No, three title matches. He's won he's won the singles tournament. And did they win the teams tournament a couple of years ago with Who's the Boss?
I think so.
Yeah, so there's no arguing that his tactic does work.
Yeah.
It's just, does he want, it's like, sometimes the five-pointers come to bite him in the rear end because the ones he missed are, like, especially in Atlanta, was a plot-based question. Mm. So it takes him really, really far. It's won him a title. So does he want to, like, look at it and go, maybe I tweak it a bit?
Yeah.
So, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. We haven't even talked about this match. So into this match, I was just keeping all that in mind. It's like, these are two great competitors, two drastically different tactics for the game, going head to head, and I was so excited to see it, because if you liked Atlanta, you're gonna like this one. And spoiler alert, if you, again,
oh my god, please, if you haven't seen this and you I don't know why you'd get this far if you haven't seen this match already,
like, why'd you even click on the video?
I just can't be too careful because people get very riled up about spoilers, so I don't know what you're doing here if you still don't know the results.
I might have to change the title of this one, because I already made the thumbnail for it, which is rare.
Oh boy.
I have a title for it right now. I'm like, maybe whatever.
Yeah.
A little beyond the showdown.
Oh, spoilies. But seriously, if you haven't seen it, maybe you should come back later. Yeah. Round one. Dan missed a question about the last flag flying, which who could blame him? Who's even heard of that?
I haven't even heard of that movie.
Ben missed a question about Godzilla. I don't remember what the subtitle, the rest of the title was, but it was a Godzilla-y question. And so they both only missed one question each, 7-7 by the end of round one. Round two. Ben goes first. He spins James Bond, and after a bit of deliberation, decides to stay with it. Multiple choice once, stolen.
Yeah. So just aside from that one little slip up, does a fairly good job in round two.
Yeah, because I was kind of scanning the rest of that wheel, and that was a
that
wheel, like, was something.
Yeah, like, do you really want to spin your wheels and try to get?
Yeah,
what was it, like, Hitchcock was on there,
historical whatever dramas and whatever. And
yeah,
Nicole Kidman and
Nicole Kidman's not that
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. That definitely had to be a Ben.
Is someone, nobody's named Ice Pick. I don't know where I got that. Oh, Vinny the Ice Pick Mancuso. Maybe that's where, I don't know. I was just chilling in my brain.
When Ice Cube came up, all I can think is that Rick and Morty, when he's in Rick and Morty, and it's actually
Ice Cube? Ice Tea.
Damn it. Anyways, that tickled you.
Man, Ice Cube, Ice Tea.
We're both like freaking Tom Brady throwing interceptions on our first game. Let's, Jesus.
How about we have a podcast called Andrew Talks About Tom Brady? let's not even open that can of worms. My God. So Dan goes, he spins Hitchcock, and he decides to stick with it because he looked at the wheel and was like, ew.
Yeah. No,
so he decided to stick with it.
Yeah. And Ben had a comment. It's like, nice acting, Ben. Acting, Dan. And it's like, because he thought that Dan put it on the wheel, because I think Gucci admitted, like, he didn't know any of their wheel slices. Yeah.
He said that they agreed that they wouldn't know who put one on the wheel.
Yeah. And that's the fairest way to do it, because who's to say, like, Gucci gonna be like, hey, this is what he's putting on the wheel, man. Yeah. Like, so study up on this.
Make sure you study up on your Hitchcock.
It's just the fair. I think the fairest way to have done this match was no manager.
Yeah, it was a little odd.
It was a little weird. I mean, even though we had this huge argument in the beginning of the Atlanta event, it's like, who's managing who? And we should just let Gucci manage both of them.
It's
and
a little weird.
It's a little weird, especially in the digital format.
Because, when you're like back to back, like, okay, let's bring in Ben. Okay, Gucci, guide him. Okay, let's bring in the other one. Okay, yeah. Gucci, guide him. And you're trying to give him good advice, mm-hmm. but then it's like, well, how do you give this guy good advice? And then mm-hmm. turn around and try to give that guy good advice.
Yeah.
You know, it can be done, obviously, but it's just a little weird. But, yeah.
A little strange.
So Dan goes to multiple choice once, got it right. He did have a 2-point miss, but it was not stolen.
Mm.
So by the end of round two, 13-13.
I'm telling him, like,
shake him.
Just hit after hit after hit, but still just standing there taking it.
It's like Rocky and Apollo. Round three.
She brought it back.
Since this is a championship match, we got ourselves a five rounder. So this round three is the betting round.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan spins it, gets Hitchcock again.
Shmominati.
So Dan bets two, missed it.
Mm.
Ben bet three, mm-hmm. got it.
He goes up.
So here we go. Oof. At the end of round three, 11-16 in favor of Ben. Heading into round four, the mm-hmm. lightning round. All right. So
ooh.
They both did very well.
Yes. Ben did slightly better than Dan.
Yeah.
Because Dan passed on two.
Well, no misses for Dan, and he passed on two. Mm-hmm. But one wasn't so much that he passed it. It was that he didn't get it in time, right after the cutoff. So they couldn't give him. So it just kind of like.
Well, yeah. Technically, because I think he passed on it originally, and then it came back.
Yeah.
And he just didn't get it in time.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
He got it. He just didn't get it in time. Yeah. So it kind of just was treated as a pass.
No, because he passed on it originally, I think. And then it came back around.
Yeah.
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 So he
attempted to answer it, didn't get it in time.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't give him the points.
Yeah.
So it was like a pass.
Yeah, I think I'm just not being a typical man and not listening. Sorry.
Unless I'm not making sense. Because I think
we're both saying the same thing.
They
just
treated
it
as a pass, even though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he got it after the timer. Right?
No, because it was a question that he passed on and he got through all the rest of the questions. It came back.
Yep.
And he didn't get it in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the round ended, but he originally already passed on it. Yeah. So he passed on two. Yes.
Yeah.
This is marriage.
I don't have any objections to anything you just said because it's everything I just said.
This is marriage in a nutshell.
This is quarantine.
This is quarantine marriage. One person says one thing, the other person says the same thing in a different way, and they just, it's like biscuits. Just biscuits left. We have this joke with brain biscuits, and like
it's so stupid. We're quoting the league yet again.
Brain biscuits are turning.
Yeah, there's a character in the league, and he's ridiculous. His name is Rafi. And instead of, you know, when someone says, "Oh, my gears or your gear," I can see the gears in your head turning.
Yeah.
Instead of saying gears, he was like, "All right, my brain biscuits are turning." So we always refer to them as brain biscuits.
With our dogs, like, we can see your brain biscuits not turning, but slipping.
Slopping around. It's probably not funny to anybody. Sorry. But. Anyways. Dan passed twice.
Yes, so he passes twice. Gets everything else right. Ben passes twice. Once.
Yeah, no misses for Ben. Passed once. So at the end of round four, mm-hmm. 19-25 in favor of Ben.
Ben is up 6 points going into the final round. And it's like, oof.
I'm pretty sure there were people that were like, it's over.
It's over. It's like, yes, show us how much you know about the Schmodown because. Yeah.
And also, Dan Merle.
Dan, right? Come on now.
So,
mm.
Chill. Round five. 2-pointer for Dan. He gets Tarantino. How is it that everybody's getting Tarantino in round three?
It's like.
Or the final round.
It feels like it's Tarantino and like there's like three other categories.
Lots of animated lately.
Yeah.
So many people seem to be getting Tarantino. It's so weird. Yeah. So yeah, Dan gets Tarantino for his 2-pointer. Harvey Keitel, Salma Hayek, George Clooney in a film where Tarantino's also in it as an actor. He got it right.
Yeah, which is weird because like as a competitor, you're like, oh, I was expecting a film he directed. You know what I mean? When you hear Tarantino,
it's oh, not whatever like, this question was, he didn't direct it.
No, he acted in it, and you forget that he's in movies, not just directing movies.
Oh, I know. I made the assumption that he directed it. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that it was just a movie about him appearing in a film.
Three pointer for Dan.
I could be wrong.
Dan gets comedies for his three pointer. Mm-hmm. Craig Schwartz is an employed or unemployed? I wrote employed.
Yeah, maybe unemployed.
Well, a puppeteer living in New York City with his wife mm-hmm. in this 1999 film. He got it right. Being John Malkovich.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
It is a trip.
Who are you talking to?
I know, but it's a trip. And wow.
I get the, yeah, because John Malkovich, mm-hmm. he's a character.
Yeah, he's a character. And the movie is just like.
What have I seen him in that he's like. Shock, eccentric. Mm-hmm. What was that movie that I saw him in?
Mm-hmm.
And oh my god, I can't even think of who else is in it.
Do you remember
I
got what it's about?
No.
No.
This is gonna be a big old
no
dead end because yeah. I'm not gonna remember it unless I look him up.
I just remember being John Malkovich being a trip. There's this whole plot of like you go into a tunnel and you can actually like see like what he's doing and like you the characters actually end up controlling him because that's why it's called being John Malkovich.
Oh.
And at some point Malkovich climbs into the tunnel himself. It's like, I want to go into it. It's like, I don't think that's a good idea. And
he controls himself.
No. Cause then he goes into this weird like dimension where like everybody is John Malkovich and all anybody says is Malkovich. It's
like every word
is Malkovich. Yeah.
Like if we were
so
Malkovich.
Say, yeah. Like
Malkovich. Seriously, what happened?
It's a trip. It is a trip. Like, I've seen it like once, and it was years ago. And that scene just is stuck in my head. I'm like,
sounds like I wanna
wow,
whip up a batch of brownies and watch this movie, huh?
Yeah. I mean, just look up that scene. It's like, whoa,
wowie.
Anyways,
not that I would do that. No. I like brownies are all right. Not that I would do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's legal. It's medically legal here, so.
I don't know what you're talking about. Brownies is brownies. They're all right. Five pointer for Dan. New releases. In what 2019 film will you find the Ladoma's family gaming empire hiding a dark secret?
Oof.
He got it right.
Yeah, and he had to take all of his time on this one because I don't think he was 100% sure. And it's like, oh, man. And this is like the heart of a champion here. Like, just like freaking being down six, have to hit everyone because he could have missed one of his either his two or his three. But like, just to get all three of your questions in the final round correct, it's like, whoa, that's why he's Dan Merle.
Yes.
So, are you looking for that Malkovich film?
Red.
Ah, yeah.
That's the movie I'm thinking mm-hmm. of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red. So it goes back to Ben. It goes back to Ben for his two pointer. Action adventure.
He would have thought he'd get this one, but.
Which actor plays the lead in Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift mm-hmm. and reprises the role in Furious 7?
Yeah, and he misses it. And yeah. I think he was confusing it with something else. I can't remember what he said, but like, it's like, wow, like he misses.
Well, because I think that he mm-hmm. didn't think of him as a lead.
Oh, the movie starts and ends with him.
I don't know if it was that he didn't look at him as a lead or he didn't look at him as a high profile enough actor.
I think he was confusing him with a different actor.
Maybe.
Because
honestly, mm-hmm. when I was, I watched this match not live.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I mean, Andrew watched it and mm-hmm. I knew the outcome. Mm-hmm. I knew who won the night that it happened, but mm-hmm. I didn't actually watch it. I went back and watched it mm-hmm. later, no, with the results in my head.
Yeah.
So anyway, I saw people mentioning Lucas Black a lot. Lucas Black. And quite literally, I didn't know what they were talking about. I thought Lucas Black, I thought it was like a fictional character.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a character in like Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Like that's where I thought he was from or something. Mm-hmm. And then I looked him up and I thought that he was the same actor that made like a cameo in Scrubs one time. And you're like, no, that's not the guy.
Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that's not him. I'm Squarehead. Like, wow, that just goes to show you how he I don't know. I had no idea who this guy was. I thought he was somebody else, and I thought his name was a fictional character. So, I mean, I don't really. I feel bad for Ben.
It's just weird that he blanks on a question like that, because it's like, yeah, he's. Granted, there's so many films in the Fast and Furious franchise. People really don't like Tokyo Drift, even though I really enjoy Tokyo Drift. But he's like, wow, he's the lead. It's like, yeah, the movie is his storyline surrounds that guy. So yeah. It's like, and he reprises his role in Fast 7, and his scene's like a minute long.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just weird that he misses it. And
yeah, there were lots of people fighting like, oh, that was a hard two pointer, and then other people were like, that was a perfect two pointer.
Yeah, it is. I had no idea what the guy's name was, because I'm terrible with names, especially actors' names.
And he doesn't seem to be a very high profile actor from the looks of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in a couple other things, but like, yeah, it's like, I know exactly who they're talking about. I just don't know the guy's name.
A lot of people were saying that too. Yeah.
So maybe that's the mistake that he made. It's just something, sometimes this stuff happens, and it's just like weird. It's like, wow.
It sucks to blank on a two-pointer, because everyone's like, how do you miss a two-pointer? It's like,
yeah,
get in there and do it yourself, all right?
Sometimes, like, yes. Geez. It happens sometimes. You see people miss, just like, oh, God, yeah, that guy.
I mean, who were we just watching that couldn't think of Woody Harrelson to save their life?
Oh, it was Late to the Party guy.
Here we go. Blanking on a question, being asked, put on the spot. Mm. There you go. Robert, what's his?
Robert.
I almost said Pattinson. Montano.
Montano, yeah. There you go, see?
Wow. There you go. We get put on the spot. Sometimes it's like, I don't know. I know this person's name. I don't know it. Like, we literally watched Robert just kind of spiral and be like, oh, I know this person. Why can't I think?
He wasted like two JTEs. It's like, where is it? Where?
It's in my brain. Yeah. I just can't see it.
Just get it from here to here.
It sucks when that happens.
It sucks. It sucks to miss, especially in a title match, to miss a two-pointer. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah. So he missed that. Three-pointers. For Ben, musicals. Benjamin Barker is the real name of the lead in this 2007 gory musical. Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
He got it. And then he got his five-pointer. Mm. Horror. A man named Mike Enslin stays at a hotel named The Dolphin that has a dark pass in NYC in what film? 1408.
1408.
And he did unfortunately miss it.
Yeah.
So the final score, 28-29. Mm-hmm. Dan Merle retains his title.
Yeah, and Dan was just as shocked to win this one as Ben was.
It was as heartbroken as I was for Ben.
Yeah.
And it's not that I didn't want Dan to win. Mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, I didn't want either of these two to lose.
Yeah.
But obviously that's not possible. But it was just, it was a really like cute moment, like a really pure moment where I'm only assuming that maybe Mara walked across or something and he caught eyes with her or something, because it's like he looked up and just goes, I won, like in total shock.
Yeah.
And it was just such a sweet moment, and it was like, wow, he thought, because you never know with Ben. Sometimes he runs the clock down because he wants to build tension. Sometimes he's running it down because he's actually legitimately thinking. But the curse of doing that, the curse of playing that game, is that everyone always thinks you're playing.
Yeah.
Like, everyone always thinks like, oh yeah, he knows it. He knows. He's just playing with the clock and everything. But it wasn't an act this time.
It's heartbreaking, especially to go into the final round up six
on Dan Merle.
Like, you couldn't ask for a more perfect scenario. Like, yep, I just gotta grip my teeth, hope he misses something, or just answer my questions.
And if Lucas Black had just been there.
Yeah.
Or 1408, for that matter. Mm-hmm. One of those two. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, I feel really bad for Ben. So but super happy for Dan.
Oh,
don't want to take anything away from Dan, because he is the most decorated player in Toronto history.
Now he gets to focus on 100% onto teams now.
Yeah.
And, you know, just he gets to sit back and wait to see who comes out of the tournament until Spectacular. So he's guaranteed a spot in Spectacular.
It's
now.
Crazy.
Finstock Exchange. We were guaranteed a spot in Spectacular for this match, but now it's Dan that gets to represent us.
Crazy.
For the single stuff, the main event.
Like, talk about his stats. What were they like? Oh, 15 wins.
Yeah, he's like
87 knockouts.
It's like 8 knockouts. Like, Jesus. Wow. Like, when you, like, usually it's like records, it's like, oh yeah, I always say like records, like, yeah, whatever, whatever. But like, when you hear Dan's record, it's like, God, wow. Yeah. That's why you're
that's pretty the best. Impressive. Yeah. But yeah, so let's touch on what happened after the match.
Oh yeah.
Which yeah. was it's spicy, to say the least.
Yeah, it's just like, maybe it's just been being heated in the moment, because God knows I've been there.
I'm not even a player.
Yeah, I've been there, but I didn't really show it on camera, like, because like, it sucks. A lot of players have been there.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, yes,
it's right there.
Like, it's right there. I can totally see it. I can just, it's right there. And then just have it to be like, nope, you just don't have the five pointer.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks when that happens. And this has happened to him.
It was heavyweights.
Yeah. Heavyweights is one.
In Atlanta, mm-hmm. and 1408 now.
1408. And it's happened before in teams as well with Riley several mm-hmm. times. So like, it's just like, you can't just see it. Sometimes it's just like, if you would have just done, and it's not, this match is not like, oh, if I would have done this differently, or it's like, it just came down to that five, really.
Well, it came down to either Lucas Black or 1408.
Yeah.
If he had gotten either one of those, he would have won. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So yeah. It's just, it's hard. I know it is hard. And for what he just, I guess I think the emotions might have got the best of him, because he's just like, I'm done with the exchange. I'm done with Gucci. I'm done with this. And it's like, I understand you're heated in the moment. Maybe just come back in a week. We'll gather ourselves. But he seemed really mad.
Yeah.
Like people are like, oh, well, Gucci's not going to have any of his players next season, because yeah. Roka definitely wants to leave. And if Roka leaves, Dan's going to leave because they're a package deal.
And people keep thinking that Ben wants to team up with Barbarian. So if yeah. Ben leaves, will Barbarian leave?
I saw it somewhere on Twitter where like somebody's like, yep, Barbarian agrees with Ben and he wants to be wherever Ben goes, he's going to go. It's like,
oh, I didn't see that.
Something to that effect. I saw on Twitter.
Craig mm-hmm. say something in support of mm-hmm. being on Ben's side for that Fast and Furious question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this, but it's like, if that's the case, then like, who does Gucci sign?
Yeah.
And like, it's like, if all your players are just leaving.
Yeah.
And like it's like, granted, we have, you know, the founding fathers in the team's tournament right now. Dan's going to be representing us in the main event for the title. It's Spectacular. So it's like, maybe we could still hold on to the founding fathers, but maybe Roka is just like, nope, I'm out. And yeah. It's like, well, you just keep Dan and then sign me and the Barbarian, or the Barbarian doesn't want to stay because he wants to go with Ben and Ben wants to leave now. It's like, so it's like all this drama now. It's like, drama has followed our faction since the beginning.
Yeah.
Not even the beginning of the season with Roka and the fourth round thing.
Yeah.
It's always been there. Maybe this is something that just has to blow over again. Cooler heads prevail. And it's like, all right, the emotions got the best of me. I'm still in it to win it. I'm still a faction man. I don't know what's going on. I haven't heard anything since then. And it's just, and people are in the chat like, oh, well, Ben's going to go to Corruption, or.
Oh yeah. Because Shana was in the chat mm-hmm. like, hey, baby boy, if you want to come over here and let out your frustration. So yeah, mm-hmm. she was doing her thing mm-hmm. like she does. I can't even, I want to not like Shannon, but I love her.
Shannon, if you want a player that's hungry and angry and has an automatic title shot.
Mm. And if you also want to mm-hmm. hang out with his wife.
I'm not chomping around.
Our dogs have the same name.
There's no way I'm chomping around.
We could be buddies.
I mean, this could be the best thing for me. Maybe it's like, hey, all my guys want to leave. So here you go, Andrew. I'm like, okay.
Wow, way to just like stir the pot over here. Just like fuel fire.
Just
fan the flames. Fan them, baby. Oh boy!
Yeah, because I've said I don't want to play for anybody else but Gucci. I mean, if something else comes along where it's like I get an offer, this is just like, okay, but
my mind's open.
My mind, yeah, but we're so far from the season ending that we can't really look at this right now. It's like we got to worry about the teams, event, the teams.
And you got to worry about Spectacular.
We got to worry about Spectacular. So, we'll get there when we get there. But
let's not put the cart in front of the horse. Yeah.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there's something that you said you brought to my attention in the Facebook group after this had come up about, I can't remember. I mean, who said it, or I don't really don't care who said it, but you said somebody was alluding to the fact that it really doesn't matter about skill in this.
Yeah, I saw a discussion. Mm-hmm.
It was after this match, because it stemmed from this match.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to talk about something that doesn't really relate to this match, but.
Yeah, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. It was like a big long thread with a bunch of people, you know, having this discussion. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what started it or what, mm-hmm. but it was a discussion where people were talking about how much of a role luck mm-hmm. plays in the Schmodown mm-hmm. in matches. And, you know, some people were saying that luck is the only factor in mm-hmm. like, oh man, how do I explain this? Mm-hmm. So it was like, luck is the only factor. Mm-hmm. It wasn't
that like they knew the answers. They just got lucky that they got the questions that they got asked.
Yeah, you get, if you win, mm-hmm. or if you win, it's because you got lucky that you got questions that you mm-hmm. knew the answer to. Mm-hmm. And if you lose,
you just got unlucky.
It's because you got unlucky that you got a question that was in a blind spot, and then your opponent was the lucky one because mm-hmm. they got questions that either you didn't know or the ones that they did know. So it all boils down to luck. Which I thought was a very interesting take.
Yeah.
Because I see what you're saying, because absolutely luck plays a factor mm-hmm. in the Schmodown. You got the wheel round. You mm-hmm. got the final round where you're picking numbers.
Basically, yeah, out of a hat.
Out of a hat, which mm-hmm. it annoys me slightly when people start talking about like good and bad numbers, because it's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's totally random.
Unless Schmominati, you know what I'm saying? But like, it's random. The numbers are random in the final round. The wheel is random. There obviously is a luck factor, but I just think it's interesting to say that everything mm-hmm. comes down to luck. I thought it was a very interesting discussion, seeing people going back and forth about it.
Yeah.
I personally disagree.
Yeah, you're being very generous and nice about this. I think it's insulting. I think it's very insulting to competitors that put in the work. And to say that everything comes down to like, oh, you got lucky you knew those questions. Mm-hmm. So I put all this work, months upon hours of my personal time, gathering information, studying these movies, making sure that I know the ins and outs and the lines and all that stuff. And you're saying that I just got lucky I knew my answers. Not to the fact that I put all in this work that, you know, I commit a lot to memory, and it's just I'm lucky I knew my answers.
Yeah,
it's so disrespectful and insulting that to the people that put in so much effort into this, you know, people like myself, Ace Cabrera put in a ton of work to pull out the upsets that he did. Laura Kelly, Ben Bateman, Chandru definitely put in the work. Kevin Smets definitely puts in a lot of work to get to where
so
he was.
So many names.
There's so many names. Rachel Cushing. Like, are you telling me that Rachel Cushing is just a lucky player?
Yeah, because that begs the question of, so if that's the case, then what's the criteria for being a good player?
Yeah.
What's the point of having a Mount Rushmore if it's not, then mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore must not be who's the best player. It's just who's the luckiest player.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's luckier on
and
that
that's,
day.
And that's why I'm saying that it's insulting. And it's there's another word that I had in my head that is just like, it's demeaning. It's very demeaning to say like, you're just a lucky player.
You got lucky.
It's like, so I missed two, three questions in a tournament because I'm lucky. No, I got all those questions right because I put in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying that it's lucky that, I got a 5-pointer that I knew. Yeah, there's luck in that.
There's definitely a luck component
to that. And luck definitely plays in the factor of me missing a 5-pointer.
Oh, yeah.
I got insanely unlucky.
Incredibly unlucky.
It's happened to me twice. I got unlucky that I got hit in a blind spot that it fell through the cracks. I'm like, oh, God, what luck do I have that I get the one thing, not one of the things that just slipped through the cracks that I just didn't study up on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will say that, yeah, luck played in that game. But does it say that the only reason I knew all those questions?
The only reason you won that match is because of luck.
Because I'm lucky? No. It's so, like, the second you told me that, I'm like, What is this person talking about?
Did it just kind of, I understand the point.
Yeah,
and
I do.
I agree to an extent, mm-hmm. but it just kind of diminishes the work.
Yeah, that's the word I was saying. It's diminishing. Yeah, it's diminishing the accomplishments that these players have gotten, the wins and the work. Because like it's just like, you might as well say like, oh God, comparing it to, because we want this to be like a sport. Yeah. Look at it as a sport. So this football team, because you know football's back and I'm watching football, so you're just lucky that that this person caught the ball. It's like, it's not the hours upon hours that they run drills, practice, working, getting chemistry with your players and all that. It's not all that. I'm just lucky that I threw the ball and the guy caught it in the end zone. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
It's like, no, players of, and I hate bringing up his name, Tom Brady didn't get six titles by being lucky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To say that is like, to bring it back to the schmodown, it's like Dan Merle isn't a four-time champ, team's title, all these accolades because he's lucky.
Yeah.
It's because he knows his movie trivia. He puts in the work to defend his titles and win and go on these runs to win his titles. So it's like, I can go on and on about this. Like when you told me this, I'm like, this has to be coming from somebody that just really doesn't understand the work. Because people say, oh yeah, I understand how hard you worked. I full-heartedly believe not everybody completely understands how much work goes mm-hmm. into being successful in this league.
I would love to make a documentary on what players go through and what they do to prepare, but then you don't want to give away secrets.
Yeah, because it's not only me that's doing the work.
No.
It's spouses, others, friends put in work to help you get to where you are. I couldn't, like, I'll say it right now. More than half the work is because of you getting me there. Not just watching the movies with me, just like the moral support is great, but like also sitting next to me while I'm watching the movie on your laptop, mm-hmm. going, writing on questions, watching another movie. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's the kind of work that goes into it. And I don't think sometimes fans just don't realize that's what it takes.
That's why I take it so seriously too, is because mm-hmm. I've put in almost the same amount of hours that you have.
Yeah.
The days, the weeks, the months. Like,
yeah. And it's
a lot of work. And it is kind of like, I wish people could know.
Yeah. And it's infuriating because people are like, yeah, I know how hard you wanted this. I know how hard you've been studying. It's like, honestly, I don't think you do. I don't think you do, because it's not only is it time put into this, it's, I said before, uncompensated time. It's my own free time that I'm doing this. I don't do this for the paycheck, because there's not really a paycheck in it for me.
Yeah.
I do this because I love the game. I do this because I love Star Wars. Yeah. I do this because I love competing in things that involve Star Wars and movie trivia. And just,
yeah. And it's also exciting to be able to put forth this. Mm-hmm. In any other arena, mm-hmm. people would look at this kind of stuff as like useless knowledge.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting to be in a forum where it's celebrated and encouraged. Mm-hmm. It's a very exciting thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
And so it's taking something that's already a passion and molding it and fitting it into another passion.
Yeah, that I can be good at.
Compounding your passions on top of each other.
Yeah, it's like, I love being good at something. Who doesn't like being good at things? And it's like, how do you get good at this game? You put in the work. And just to straight up say, oh yeah, it all comes down to luck. No, it doesn't.
I get luck what you're saying.
Luck plays a factor in this game. If it didn't, then it'd just be people just like firing questions back. We'd be going back and forth all day long with questions.
There'd be no good players and bad players.
Yeah,
it's just all like, mm-hmm. I was just having a good day today.
Yeah,
but it was a large discussion. Yeah. You know, it wasn't just one person spouting off. Like mm-hmm. it was several people going back and forth.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's just.
Every once in a while, I see something in the Facebook group, mm-hmm. and I tell Andrew about it, and we have our own schmodown discussions about it.
Yeah, and sometimes it goes on, and it makes me pretty upset, and that's usually why I stay out of the face. This is like I would love to talk to fans about, like, oh yeah, this is like, but my experience this past year with the fandom, I just like I'm just gonna stay out of it, and like that's one thing I do love about the schmodown. You get like a direct line to your favorite competitors. But there's also comments like this that just like, why do we even bother?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And I know I understand it probably wasn't meant to be insulting. Yeah. And it wasn't meant to be nasty and mean. It was, I'm sure that it was just people saying, mm-hmm. hey, this is how I feel. And that's totally fine. And you're entitled to your opinions. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's probably exactly why Christian tells people to stay out of the Facebook group. And honestly, mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm still in it. Because I feel like I'm just
it does more harm than good, as into it as he is.
Mm-hmm. So I honestly...
Who knows? You might be even more involved next season.
God, I don't know. I don't know if my mental health can take that. Yeah. But like... Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't meant with malice. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure the discussion wasn't meant to have that kind of, you mm-hmm. know, connotation. But
it's just, that's what happens sometimes when you like, when you have a hot take, somebody's a comic.
Yeah. And that's the whole fun of being entitled to your opinion. You mm-hmm. can express it. And just as mm-hmm. much as you're allowed to express it, we're allowed to disagree with it.
I'm allowed to disagree with it. I'm allowed to hate about it. So,
you know.
But yeah.
It's, you know, it's as long as you're not like throwing jabs and saying, wow, you were an idiot. Wow, what a jerk. Yeah. You know, as long as you're not saying stuff like that, as long as it's a respectful debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe what's the word that they call it at my work?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. What do they call it? A robust argument.
Ooh. Aggressive negotiations.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I get that reference. But yeah, they call it robust arguments at my workplace. So, yes.
And but I always thought that was funny. We've talked about this to death. We went on a really large tangent that I didn't mean to go on, and I apologize. But it's just sometimes comments like this just get me, it's like, ugh.
And you just feel good because now it's like you got it out of your
system. Yeah, I got it out of my system and we got it out of the forum. But somebody wants to chime in to help us move along.
Shut up, stupid!
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, probably needed that. Yeah.
So anyways, I think we'll wrap the show up there with that. Thank you, Christian. So I love that. That's like one of my favorite sound bites.
Shut up, stupid!
It's very applicable.
Yeah.
In a lot of things.
Points to anybody that can tell me where that's from in the comment section. So nice. With that, we'll end this show.
Oh, I know where it's from.
You know where it's from.
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
I bet you're the one that clipped it out.
Yeah.
Shut up, stupid.
Okay, sorry. Nikki DiMilato, where can they find you online?
You can find me on Twitter. And on Twitter, my name is Dimmy, D-I-M-M. Oh, I should go this way. D-I-M-M-M-Y-Y-Y. I know how to read.
You know I don't read. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and also on Twitch at Drew DiMilanta, D-I-M-L-A-N-T-A. So watch us on YouTube.
Then you can like, comment, and subscribe. And then there's a bell icon over right on over there in the corner. And you can click it if you want to know when we do stuff on YouTube.
If you're listening to this on audio form on the Beyond Schmodown podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast, please go ahead and rate the show. Be much appreciated. And I think that's it. Oh, yeah. And before we wrap this up, I would like to give one final thank you to all of our patrons who are part of the squadron, especially our squadron captains, Ferris Mathana, Josh Estes, and B. Dor. This will be the last time that we will be thanking our patrons because we became the decision to close down the page. It's just for right now, it's what's best for us because just the time commitment is just getting too taxing because of professional and personal life. Yeah. Just seems to be getting in the way. We just don't have the time to dedicate that.
It just seemed like the right move right now.
It's the right move for now. It's not, it's like just a hold for, I'll say that. We might bring it back someday. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it's the end of the squadron. If you want to be like,
subscribe. Yeah, it's not you, it's us.
Yeah. The squadron will live on in some way, shape, or form. But like, thank you again to all of our patrons that are a part of that. It's just, I made a whole video about it.
Yeah.
They know all that. But with that, we will end the show of Beyond the Schmodown. Thank you so much for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time.